This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The southern Russian frontier region of Belgorod has been pummeled by dozens of Ukrainian strikes in the past 24 hours, the governor said Friday. The Belgorod region hit by strikes throughout the Kremlin's Ukraine offensive was this week the scene of an unprecedented two-day incursion from Ukraine, with Russia using troops and artillery to put it down. The attacks on the border region came as Kyiv said it was preparing for a major counteroffensive against Moscow's forces. Western military leaders vowed Thursday more support for Ukraine was on the way, promising more munitions for Ukraine's ground-based air defenses and a new plan to train Ukraine on F-16 fighter jets. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Russian officials have said F-16s would raise the question of NATO involvement and the risk of nuclear apocalypse. It also said a cross-border raid into Russian territory this week used U.S.-supplied weapons, a claim the Pentagon says it is looking into. Anti-Kremlin Russian paramilitary groups claimed responsibility, and Ukraine has denied involvement in the attacks. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says negotiators have made progress on a deal with the White House to raise the nation's debt limit, avert default, and cut federal spending. McCarthy said Friday there is still more work to do. Negotiators are racing for agreement this weekend. As soon as June 1st, Treasury says it could run short of funds to pay the nation's bills. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. America's top military officer is warning a debt default would pose big issues for the U.S. Defense Department. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I'm not an economist.
But Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says even he knows a default would have significant economic consequences,
which would then translate into national security consequences.
In his words, very clear, unambiguous ones.
Paying troops, the morale of troops, weapon systems, contracts, all of that would be impacted. Readiness clearly would be impacted.
With the Pentagon likely forced to either slow or completely stop major training exercises. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say they've arrested a man who was holed up in his father's house after allegedly killing several people in central Japan. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Japanese TV showed the suspect, a farmer, walk out of the house with his hands on his head and go into a police vehicle. Police said earlier that officers were shot by the suspect when they arrived at the scene after receiving an emergency call saying a woman was stabbed. The officers were apparently without bulletproof vests. After the arrest, one man who was evacuated from the building told local media, I'm relieved that all my family members are safe. Violent crimes are rare in Japan. It has strict gun control laws and only a handful of gun-related crimes annually. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan's civilian authorities have handed over 33 suspects to be tried in military courts following the attacks on army installations during violent protests in support of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, the Interior Ministry said on Friday. Protests flared across Pakistan after Khan's arrest on May 9th, and while he was subsequently released on bail on numerous charges, including graft, his confrontation with the country's powerful generals has escalated. A doctor in the U.S. Midwestern state of Indiana is being reprimanded for talking publicly about a 10-year-old rape victim's abortion, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Indiana Medical Licensing Board has voted that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated patient privacy laws when she told a newspaper reporter about a 10-year-old Ohio girl who came to neighboring Indiana to get an abortion after Ohio's ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy went into effect. The licensing board has fined Bernard $3,000, but turned down a request from Indiana's Republican Attorney General to suspend her medical license. The doctor has consistently defended her actions and says she never identified the child. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.